right here in America, and very, very soon, if we don't do something about it. Let's go right back to our brother, Lindsay. I'm not going to interrupt you much at all, brother. It's just sometimes you really hit me right between the eyes with some of this stuff, and I got a remark. But just go ahead, brother, and give us as much as you can give us in the time we have. Go right ahead.
Thursday of this week, Thursday, that's just a few days ago, the 15th of March, China. Now, this is drastic. China holds $1 trillion of American paper. That means T-bills, bonds, dollars. We buy everything from them. They practically sell nothing. I mean, vice versa, you know. They hold our paper.
Uh-huh.
And China said, we're getting scared to death. That's basically what they said. As of Thursday of this past week, China created, write it down, you're going to hear more about this, they created SAFE. It is a new investment agency created by the government of Beijing for the purpose of handling their American paper and other currencies from other parts of the world and the exchange of these. And what is China doing? This is an agency like we would create Homeland Security or something else. China created an agency called SAFE, and what are they doing? They're taking their paper reserves, their paper currencies, and they're exchanging them for gold. Come on now. I mean,
yeah.
This is going to drastically affect the price of gold. They're,
oh,
they're
yeah.
exchanging them for euros and pounds and getting out of dollars. And when China dumps $1 trillion, folks, you can't even comprehend this. This is so startling until it shakes me to even think about it. Do you realize what $1 trillion will buy? $1 trillion will buy all of the available gold on the face of the earth. I didn't say all gold. I said all gold that you're able to buy. All available gold on the face of the earth could be bought with $1 trillion. China could blackball the United States of America and collapse us overnight, buy all the available gold on the face of the earth, take gold to $2,000, $3,000, and $4,000 an ounce, and they could do it overnight, and they could do it with the agency that they formed on Thursday of this past week if they want to. And it's called SAFE, S-A-F-E. And they are taking their billions of dollars of American paper, and little by little, they're going to dump it. And they're getting out as fast as they can. You see, the nations of the world are getting out of the American dollar. Iran says, watch the 21st of this, right, 3 days from now.
Yeah.
No more American dollars will be used for the trade of oil. Now, I've got to give you another buzzword here. Write this man's name down. This is very significant. Joseph Stiglitz, S-T-I-G-L-I-T-Z. Maybe you've heard his name, maybe you haven't. He's the former World Bank vice president. You can't get any more prestigious than this. He is a chief economist. He is a Nobel Prize winner. This is not some little fly-by-night guy somewhere that doesn't know what he's talking about. I got this from Ron Paul, by the way. Ron Paul and I were together in Cancun, Mexico, just a few weeks ago, spoke on the same platform, and Ron Paul gave me the statement of Joseph Stiglitz. Here he is. This is a buzzword. He's telling you what's going to happen. He said a global economic crash will take place in 24 months. Now, Ron Paul, he was the one who gave us this.
Uh-huh.
And he said, and this is Joseph Stiglitz, a former World Bank vice president, said it. I mean, all right, listen to Mr. Masahiro Kawai, who is the chairman of the Asian Development Bank. And he spoke to a group of bankers in East Asia recently. Well, I'll give you this
okay.
one as soon as we come back.
Yes, hold that thought, brother. Folks, this is not just fascinating, it's terrifying. Have to get our house in order, and Lindsay's going to tell us how to do that too, so stay tuned. We'll be back after these messages.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Your life demands long-lasting power for everything. If you want to find the best battery selection at the best prices, then BatteryStation.com is the place for you. Find common or hard-to-find batteries for practically everything, from computer backup units and camcorders to cell phones and wheelchairs. Go to BatteryStation.com for all your battery supply needs. At BatteryStation.com, you'll also discover high-tech LED tactical flashlights for every task, from trusted names like Surefire, Tektite, Gerber, Pelican, and more. BatteryStation.com offers lights featuring super bright, super tough, long-life LED technology. At BatteryStation.com, you'll find tough, crush-proof, waterproof, airtight, hard cases of all sizes from Pelican, Otter, and S3 Extreme. Visit them today, BatteryStation.com. It's all one word, BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Your source for batteries and accessories at very low prices. BatteryStation.com.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Lindsey Williams. Lindsey, go ahead and continue, brother. I don't want to run out of time before we get through everything we need to tell our listeners. Go right ahead.
Jack, do you notice that I'm very carefully documenting with names, dates, places?
Absolutely.
Everything,
yeah.
I'm saying. I mean, this is so critical that I would not dare do a radio show like this without giving names, dates, and places. Now, folks, I hope you've heard the names. I've spelled some of them for you. Now, I'm not very good at Spanish. I do not speak Spanish, and I have nothing against those who do. But I'm not very good at Spanish, but I'm going to give you this one and hope that I can pronounce the names correctly. Mexico, just to our south. Do you realize how precarious Mexico is right now? I mean, this situation with Mexico is one that is mounting by the day. This was Mexico. Contrary to official opinion, Mexico's economy is nearing collapse. Now, this is, I'll give you some background to it as we go along. I'm going to try to pronounce this name correctly so that you will know. Mario Di Costanzo, member of a work group of opposition leaders of Andres Manuel Lopez Rodeo, he said just recently, he says, our country has come to stagnant production, millions of poor, unemployment. He said, we've destroyed our domestic market and economy. And he said, Mexico is on the verge of financial collapse. Very few Americans have picked up on this. Why?
We have not been told, brother.
No. And why is this so important? Now, I immediately when I got this, I called up a friend of mine who is in the securities business, and I said, "Wait a minute, this is so drastic. I've got to know if this is true." I said, "Mexico, they've got oil running out their ears. No, not the best quality of oil in the world, but they got plenty of oil." I said, "Drug trade in Mexico, they're making a fortune off of the drug trade.
Yes.
Taking it into every nation.
The people aren't getting that money."
Yeah, I said, "Mexico can't possibly be on the verge of collapse." He said, "Lindsay, it's exactly right." I said, "Wait a minute. Come on, try to explain." He said, "Lindsay, everything that Mexico makes off of its oil revenues goes directly to the World Bank to repay the loans, the debt, and the interest." He says, "Mexico owes $100 billion to American banks." Folks, are you getting this? Mexico owes $100 billion to American banks. 80%, they owe $100 billion. 80% of it is owned to American banks. Now, if Mexico declared the peso worthless, if Mexico became insolvent, as this gentleman just read to you, and this financial advisor friend of mine said, "Yes, Lindsay, that's exactly right," do you realize we'd have to declare a bank holiday? Because the banks of the United States of America could not remain open. They would not have the money and the credit to be able to operate if Mexico did this. And the average person does not have the slightest idea that Mexico is on the verge of collapse.
That's right, brother. And if you think we're getting illegal alien influx right now, you wait until Mexico collapses. We will have a million people a month coming across, a million people or more a month coming across that border. Bush has just caused the Border Patrol to stand down by prosecuting Border Patrol agents for doing their job. And, boy, that just, to an old cop like me, brother, that just startles me, because I can see 100 million illegal aliens coming across that border right away.
Mr. Masahiro Kawai, chairman of the Asian Development Bank, stated just recently, he said, "East Asian economies need to prepare for a possible collapse of the U.S. dollar." Now, I want to go to one other, and then I'm going to give some solutions. I know I don't want you to sit here without knowing that there's something you can do about it. I'm going to give you this one first. Just a few days ago, I was in Vancouver, B.C., Canada. I had two lectures there. We had a great attendance on Saturday, and after we finished on Saturday, the people said, "Oh, we've got to bring our friends to hear this. This is so drastic. We must bring somebody else along." Well, Sunday afternoon, they brought, and oh, did we have a group on Sunday afternoon. And
yeah.
One lady, very credible, she's in the real estate business in Vancouver. She's not a fly-by-night. This lady knows many people. And she called a president of a bank in Vancouver after the lecture on Saturday and said, "I want to know if what Lindsay Williams is saying, if you agree." And she read some of the statistics I gave, which I've given here on your program today. He said, "Yes, I agree with everything he said. I see nothing wrong with any of it." But he said, "I'd like to add one thing to what he has said." Oh, you could have heard a pin drop when she said this.
Oh, my goodness.
He said, "Our bank in Vancouver has already begun the process of preparing for the collapse of the American dollar." Now, this is a bank president in Vancouver, B.C., Canada, only a few days ago when I was there lecturing. And when this lady said that, you could heard a pin drop in that room. You
I'll
see, Jack, you. When I travel outside the United States of America, which I do quite a bit these days, and I travel to other countries, I find the only people in the world that don't know that the American dollar is going to collapse is the American people. And
That's right.
The average American
not
is
told.
Sitting back fat and happy. Give me my baseball and apple pie. I don't care that the Amero is going to be issued before too long and that the American dollar is on the verge of collapse and that my dinner table is going to be affected and that the food supply is going to be affected because the farmers can't afford to raise it anymore. Jack, okay, let me just pause long enough to try to say, folks, I think there's some things that you need to do like yesterday. Now, not tomorrow or a week from now. First of all, listen to everything you're hearing on the Jack McLam Show. He's telling you the truth day after day. You've got to believe him. It's truth, everything he's saying. Secondly, listen to everything that Republic Broadcasting is saying. There are many others on Republic Broadcasting that are giving some of these same things. You need to listen to them, believe them. How do I know? I was there. I sat in their board meetings. I listened to them 35 years ago. I've been begging people to listen ever since. Now I'm literally shouting and saying, I plead with you, listen right now. Okay, listen to these things first. Secondly, set your spiritual house in order. Now, please, take this at face value.
Absolutely.
If your house is on a solid rock, when the storms come, it won't be washed away. You will be able to stand, even though the houses on sinking sand are going to fall. And they started falling this past week with these subprime loans, literally houses falling. There are areas in, I understand, in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, where you find 200 and 300 houses that people have turned in their keys and walked away from them. It's like a ghost town, Philadelphia, because they've lost so many jobs to outsourcing to China and India and Mexico and other places. And it is drastic up in that part of the country. And it's hitting Phoenix, Arizona very rapidly right now. Set your spiritual house in order. You must read God's word. If you're not born again, you need Jesus Christ as your Savior. The blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses from all sin. The very first thing you need to do before you set your financial house in order is to set your spiritual house in order so that you'll be able to stand regardless of what comes.
Amen.
Then after you do this, you need to take some definite steps to know the issues and be able to prove them. As I said a moment ago to Jack, I'm giving names, dates, and places. Will you please? I have just completed, I am so alarmed over all of this, that I have just completed 12 hours of quality digital DVD production. 12 hours of it. There's 6 DVDs in the set. I have just completed 12 hours, 6 DVDs that will tell you everything. I do not leave a stone unturned. I begin with 1960, when they chose crude oil as a method of controlling the world. I come down through 2007. You can have these at a very reasonable price because I'm not upping the price at all from what I sold 4 DVDs for years ago. I'm giving you 2 DVDs as a gift, and I'm giving you a copy of my book, The Energy Non-Crisis, and you can live so you'll know what to do with your house health-wise.
That's
when
right.
These things happen. Please dial this number. By the way, the operator is standing by right now, this morning. So I know it's Sunday morning, but I ask my operators to be standing by to take your orders. The number is 800-321-2900. One person said to me in Vancouver the other day, they took the DVD home and watched it on Saturday night. And they came back on Sunday afternoon. They said, Lindsay, this is life-changing. They said, I will never be the same human being again after watching your DVD. They said, we can't believe. They said, we do believe it. But they said, this is so documented and life-changing, that one DVD. I'm giving it 6 DVDs, 12 hours of DVD viewing. I cover everything in banking, everything in oil, what's happening to the American farmer. I even have an interview with a person who had helped to set up the international cartel of banking. And after he retired, he dared to give me a DVD. And an interview on a DVD, you have never seen anything like this. These are not CDs. This is 12 hours of digital quality DVD viewing, 6 DVDs, a copy of 2 of my books as a gift, 2 of the DVDs as a gift. When you only buy 4 of them, you get the entire set. You can have them right now, and the number is 800-321-2900. You must know how to prepare your household and do it immediately.
Fantastic, brother. Thank you so much. And we'll be right back with more of Lindsay Williams, folks. And I'm going to ask him to give out that information another time yet, so stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
My dear brothers and sisters, let me say to you, this is that old cop, Jack McLam. All of this has been planned to happen exactly like it's happening. These people, these international criminal elite that we talk about on this show all the time, don't leave anything to chance. They have all this planned out. They want to collapse the American system so that we become a third world nation and we can be merged together in their utopian, Marxist, totalitarian world government system. Let's go right back to Brother Lindsay now. Go ahead, Lindsay.
Jack, it seems that Congress is not slowing down at all in their spending. Other nations are jumping ship and saying, we don't want your paper any longer. We don't want it. I urge people to do something. Now, if you wish to get my DVDs, I hope you will and will learn, and let me give you my books. Even if you don't, take that 800 number and call and ask them for a free catalog, no charge, free catalog of every type of supply material that you can possibly want in order to spare your dinner table. And they will give it to you free of charge, that 800 number that I gave you a moment ago, 800-321-2900. Not only do they have available my six DVDs, 12 hours of DVD viewing, and a gift of my two books when you buy just four of the DVDs, but they also will supply you, if you will ask them for it, a free catalog. Now, this is a big catalog of every kind of material imaginable that you could want for sparing your household. Now, why do I say that you need this? Now, this happened this past week, And I'm going to read it to you exactly like it happened. Our President Bush and Vice President Cheney asked Congress to give $104 billion supplemental bill for Iraq. They said, we've got to have it. We've got to have it for Iraq and Afghanistan. We've asked for all of these billions already, but we need immediately $104 billion emergency supplemental bill to give what we need for Iraq. Congress turned around, and Jack, this is appalling. And I'm going to list them for you. I'm going to give them to you. I mean, you cannot doubt this, that it's documented, names, dates, and places. Congress turned around and tacked on to President Bush's request for $104 billion emergency supplemental bill for Iraq. Congress turned around and tacked on $20 billion additional dollars in pork. Now, may I list them for you? Money for peanut storage in Georgia, spinach growers in California, manhandling in the Atlantic Ocean, more office space for lawmakers in Washington, D.C. They tacked on $20 billion to President Bush's $104 billion. Now, you know, this does not even have to be accounted for. This doesn't go down as a part of the giveaway. This is not a part of what the Americans see whenever they print what's been spent by our government. These are supplemental bills that nobody has to give any accounting for whatsoever. And they tacked on $20 billion, Congress did, in pork, on top of his $104 billion supplemental bill and bragged about the fact that they were giving it to him. Now, there is no way in this world that our $9 trillion national debt can possibly stand. There's no way that the dollar can continue without a collapse. The nations of the world are jumping ship. They're getting out of the paper as fast as they can. The Federal Reserve now issues to cover our national debt. Nobody's buying it. They'll turn around and buying it back again because the nations of the world are scared to death of the American dollar. We are in such a position, if the average American had the slightest idea of what's going on right now in the financial world with the derivatives market being the way it is, with these subprime loan lenders going belly up literally every few days, with what's happening in the housing market across America, folks, set your house in order. We are on the verge of some events such as, you know, there's never been in the history of the world where one nation affected all of the currencies of the world like the United States of America. Everybody holds American paper. China holds it. Japan holds it. India holds it. The Arabs hold it. Everybody holds American paper. Well, what
happened? Not much longer, right, brother? Not much longer. They're
done. $9 trillion national debt. Now, the average person, let me try to explain if I can just a little bit. Here is $9 trillion national debt. That means somebody has to pay that. You can't just float around out there somewhere. Somebody has to do it. So our Federal Reserve issues of bonds and T-bills and other things, and other nations buy those. And, of course, in turn, we pay interest on them. Well, this interest is mounting up more and more by the day. So that $9 trillion national debt is bought by other nations, and those nations hold our paper, our currency, our T-bills, our bonds. All of a sudden, they realize that America is about to collapse, that our financial system cannot go on this way. There's never been a nation on the face of this earth this much in debt.
That's right.
And they start opting out and jumping ship. What happens?
And what happens to the American people? We'll be right back, folks, to discuss that more with Reverend Lindsey Williams. We'll be right back now. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments. No refinancing and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Many Bible prophecies written thousands of years ago have been fulfilled in the past 100 years. Unknown by most people, even Bible-reading Christians, major end-time prophecies are being fulfilled today, including the one-world government, the one-world religion, the 10-nation confederacy of Daniel and Revelation, the mark of the beast, or 666. Speculation abounds about these ancient prophecies and what they might mean today. Now, one of the most foremost scholars on geopolitics, Dr. Michael Kaufman, who has stopped the ratification of international treaties in the U.S. Senate, has just released a DVD called World Events and Prophecy. His DVD explains how these and other major prophecies are being fulfilled today. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy. It's only $20 plus shipping and handling at discerningtoday.org or call toll-free 877-271-7639. Don't be caught off guard. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy at discerningtoday.org.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
City 8 years ago up here where we could grow our own food and we could have our own fire in the wintertime heat by cutting wood and living like we did back in the early 1900s up here because we knew this day was coming that Lindsay's talking about so that we could feed ourselves without having to take the mark and going into the system. Let's go back to our brother now, Lindsay Williams. Please, Lindsay, continue on.
Everyone out there in the listening audience, please dial this number. The number is 800-321-2900. Ask them for a free catalog of everything that you could possibly want to be able to help prepare your dinner table, your household, in light of the events I'm giving today. Now, you can also order my DVDs and get my free DVDs and books that they give you with those when you purchase the four of them, and you can also get them from that same number, 800-321-2900, and ask them for their free preparedness catalog along with my DVD set and books and so on, which, of course, when you buy the four DVDs, I give you the set of all six and my books. Now, let me give you the names of the nations that have opted out. Now, I said a moment ago, we have $9 trillion national debt. Someone must pay that debt. The Federal Reserve issues, they call them, of bonds and T-bills. Nations of the world have bought them to the tune that China holds $1 trillion of American paper as of November the 1st of 2006. Other nations likewise hold our American paper, and they get interest off of it. That's the reason they take it and buy it. They buy bonds and T-bills and so on, and they buy these. Now, that's what they are the ones who buy. They literally have bought our national debt of $9 trillion. Now, when these nations realize that America is on the verge of bankruptcy, that we have outsourced our businesses, our industry, that those industries have moved to China and India and the Bahamas and every other and China and Mexico, and that America is nothing but a service economy, and that there's no possible way that we ever create anything in America except paper debt, and we have $700 trillion in derivatives floating around out there and $9 trillion national debt, and the countries of the world realize that we are in big trouble financially, and all of a sudden they say, we're scared to death of all this paper we're holding. China, $1 trillion of national debt, I mean, of paper from America. And they say, we're scared to death of this. We're opting out. Okay, all of a sudden, they start dumping it. They dump it on the world. They buy anything with it. They'll buy Swiss francs. They'll buy anything they can possibly buy. They'll buy land. They'll buy anything they can get their hands on and try to get out of American debt. Let me list the countries that have opted out. First of all, Thursday of this past week, China established a government agency to get rid of American paper and some of the other paper of the world. It's called SAFE, S-A-V-L-E, S-A-F-E. I mean, this is so startling. I mean, people, this should shake you to your shoes. Now, okay, listen to this. Iran, 3 days from now, said we'll never allow another American dollar in this country. If you're caught having it, you can go to jail. Venezuela, Mr. Chavez, he has diversified now and saying we're using other currencies beside the American dollar. Nigeria has done the same thing, 2.8% of the world's oil supply. Bolivia, on the heels of them. Russia has even turned around now and saying, we have our own, we're using our own bars for the trade of oil, and we're not trusting the American dollar anymore. And Russia is one of the largest oil producers in the world now, and almost rivaling Saudi Arabia. Norway, 7%. Seventh largest oil producer in the world, supplies for the Scandinavian countries. They just diversified and said, we're not using just American dollars anymore. United Arab Emirates moves $13.5 billion out of, didn't get it for our ports deal, moved it out of the stock market, almost collapsed it a few months ago. Sweden, and now China on the heels of all of these countries within 9 months' time have said, we're getting out of your dollars. We don't trust them anymore. Okay, who buys our national debt now? All of a sudden, all of this American paper is thrown on the world market. Do you wonder why the Federal Reserve stopped publishing the M3 monetary aggregate as of March of 2006? That tells how much money is floating around out there, how much paper is floating around. They don't want, it would scare the world to death if they knew how much unused, unwanted paper is floating around in the world of American paper. And all of these nations are one by one opting out, jumping ship, saying we don't want your paper. Okay, what happens to the currency of the United States of America? Have you noticed how it's gone down? Do you realize that China, with their $1 trillion of American paper, China within the past year has lost somewhere between $3 and $4 billion in the value of their paper that they hold just because of the decrease of the value of the American dollar. This is drastic. China says, we can't afford to lose this. Would you lose money if you had a savings account and you knew that that account was costing you money instead of making you money? Would you leave it in that bank?
No way.
Well, China holds $1 trillion of national of America's paper. And they say we've lost $3 to $4 billion last year just on the devaluation and the decline of the American dollar. worldwide on worldwide compared to worldwide currencies, they say, we're getting out. We don't want your paper anymore.
Very wisely, too, brother. That's not hate for the American system. That's wise to dump their paper.
Oh, very wise. So what happens to the American dollar? What happens to the American debt when all of a sudden these countries all over the world start saying, we're opting out. We're getting out. We don't want your paper anymore. We're turning it in. What happens to the American dollar?
I mean, what happens to the American people, Lindsay? What's this going to mean to the American people, the average Joe out there, the middle class?
Oh, the American person is sitting there fat and happy, has not the slightest idea that the dollar is on the verge of collapse. I mean, what are you going to – well, let me say, they want this to happen. It is their desire to have this happen. Why? Because they want to bring in the Amero. They want the North American Union. And if they can make the American people hungry, if they can make it so that the dollar has collapsed to the point that you can't even buy groceries to put on your table, the average American is going to turn to the government and say, oh, please help us. Help us. Oh, Homeland Security, come and save us. Oh, after Katrina, they said, government, please step in and do something about it. Oh, would you please help us? And, oh, they will bow down and be glad to take their greenbacks in and exchange them. And do you think for a moment's time that they're going to exchange them one for one? Not on your life. It is predicted 4-1. You bring in $4, it's so worthless now. All over the world, countries from China on have gotten out of the dollar. It has become worthless in the world and in America. And you bring in four, we'll give you one new Amero. And all the American people will bow down and say, oh, thank you, thank you, thank you for helping us out like this. Isn't this so wonderful?
All planned this way.
Good grief. Every bit of it is planned this way. It's exactly what they want. Oh, by the way, and you pull that money out between the mattress that you've had in there and saving it back for a rainy day. You pull that out from between the mattress and go in and try to exchange it for the new Amero. Do you think they're going to exchange it without taxing you on it? Internal Revenue is going to be sitting right there waiting and saying, huh, where'd you get this money? You made it illegally. We're not going to give you the Amero unless you let us tax that money that you made illegally. And you pull out $10,000, $20,000 and take it in for the exchange of the Amero, and they'll say, sure, you pay taxes on it. You got it illegally. And if you don't want it, we don't give you anything. After all, the dollar's worthless anymore. Right. Listen to these statistics. When Ronald Reagan went into office as president of the United States of America, we had a $1 trillion national debt. That's all. One. And 8 years later, it was $2 trillion. George Bush Sr., George Herbert Bush, took office. We had $2 trillion national debt. When he left, 4 years later, we had a $4 trillion national debt. Oh, I mean, Mr. New Year World Order himself. Bill Clinton went in. We had a $4 trillion national debt. When he left 8 years later, we had $6 trillion. You know, most people are saying to me recently, I never thought I'd hear this. They say, oh, please give us back Bill Clinton. He was so much better than George Bush. We came back. We'd love to have the Playboy back in Washington again, playing around with Mrs. Monica Lewinsky. Right. And then George Bush, the president George Bush, took office. We had $6 trillion national debt. Now we have $9 trillion, and it's predicted by the time he finishes his course in office that we'll probably have $10 trillion national debt. You mean to tell me that all this is not planned? Why does Congress keep on packing on pork? Why does our president, you know, I hate to say this, Jack, and it almost, I don't know whether I should say it or not, and you tell me if I've said too much.
Okay.
Our president right now needs war.
He needs war.
He needs a war right now.
He's going to have a war in just a few months with Iran and Syria. He's already got it planned, and our ships are waiting to attack Iran as we speak.
Do you realize that the only way that America came out of the Great Depression of 1929 was the Second World War?
Uh-huh.
We did not come out of the Depression until the Second World War. All down through history, presidents and government leaders have brought their nation into war for the purpose of trying to spare the economic crash that they saw, which was inevitable. And right now, this man doesn't even have a rating. Mr. Bush's rating so low, they don't even publish it anymore. It's so low you can't even find it. And he keeps on spending these billions of dollars of supplemental requests, and then Congress tacking on $20 billion on top of it. Do you think that they're doing all this by chance? No. They're spending everything they can spend. They're spending like a drunken sailor any way that they possibly can. They want to get America taken care of as fast as they can, maybe even before the next election. And do you think all of this national debt is just happened so? They want China and these all these other nations to become so alarmed that they opt out, and all of a sudden the American dollars collapsed overnight. Do you know how long it takes for something like this to happen? Do many of you remember about 16 years ago when Mexico, so many Americans had moved to Mexico because they could live down there so much cheaper.
Right. Yeah.
And all of a sudden, overnight, without any warning whatsoever, Mexico says, we're devaluing the peso. I mean, one night, everything was fine. The next day, the banks didn't open without the devaluation of the peso, and Americans lost their shirt, would move down there to retire. Now, do you think the collapse of the American dollar couldn't happen just as quickly? When it finally gets to the place that so many have opted out of the dollar all over the world, Jack, we're on the verge of such catastrophic events, and I'm trying my best today not to be an alarmist. And you've noticed that I have documented names, dates, and places, everything I've said on your broadcast. You're a very credible person, and I wouldn't dare want to come on your broadcast and say things that couldn't be proven. But, Jack, we're at the point where I feel that I have no choice anymore but to let the people know just where we are.
Yeah. Well, Lindsay, I'm so happy you're doing this. And once again, tell us what we should do. We have one caller on the line, and I haven't opened the phone lines up, and I don't know if you want to take that call, but I want you to have time to tell the people once again what we have to do to get our house in order to face these days ahead, Lindsay.
Well, Jack, first thing you need to do is read your Bible. Set your spiritual house in order just as fast as you possibly can. Get things in your life settled. Do all the repentance you want to do and get things right with Jesus Christ and know you're born again. That has got to be the first thing every person does. Then I would urge you to get a catalog free of charge. They'll tell you anything that you want to know about how to prepare yourself in light of the inevitable. And it's the same number that you can use and purchase my offer of the 6 DVDs and my 2 books as a gift to you, 12 hours of DVD viewing. And you can get all of this at 800-321-2900. You can start by preparing yourself and make preparation, because, folks, you are going to face some things. Look what happened to the subprime lending mortgages within the past week. I read it to you from the front page of the Wall Street Journal, the second largest subprime lender. Do you realize that let's put it this way, and I do want to take this call, Jack. When a person wants to buy a house, they go to their mortgage broker. They find the house that they want. That real estate agent goes to someone like this group that just said, we're not going to lend any more money on subprime this past week. The mortgage broker is going to go to someone like Century Financial and say, we need $400,000 for my client who wants to buy a house. Century Financial closes on the house, and Century Financial gets their money from where? They get it from the Federal Reserve. They get it from Fannie Mae. They get it from all of these sources. Now, Century Financial this past week said, we're not issuing any more mortgages. Well, you can't even make an application to us. Now, when that real estate agent says, I have a buyer, wants to buy a house, they go to Century Financial. Century Financial says, sorry, we don't have any money. We're on the verge of bankruptcy. We're even being investigated by Congress. And 41 companies like this are in the same state right now. The average American has not the slightest idea.
I mean, it's coming down fast.
It has dried up. The supply has dried up, and the housing market, that's just one illustration. Now, we go to the companies that have moved abroad. 38,000 factory workers were laid off in Pennsylvania over 3 months. Where are those people going to find jobs? Walmart?
They're not, brother.
Are they going to find them at Are they going to go to Taco Bell and buy food, or where are they going to get food from when 38,000 were laid off in one state alone in 3 months' time? We've outsourced America. Our jobs aren't here. Well, now, in light of all of this, where do we stand? So, Jack, let's don't miss this caller. Go ahead. Let's take your caller.
Okay, let's go to John in Tennessee. John, we don't have much time, brother. Go right ahead.
Hi, guys. Thanks for everything you're talking about. One quick thing. I am just getting like a great big deja vu thing here because my late father kept warning me and warning me and warning me about the New World Order and this kind of stuff coming down the pike.
Uh-huh.
And some of it I listened to, some of it was like, yeah, okay, Dad, you know. But my main question was, my wife and I were going to move from Tennessee down to Florida. I think we may end up staying here in Tennessee.
Okay, John, hold on. We'll be right back after this break with more from Lindsey Williams, and we'll finish up with John in Tennessee. Stay tuned.
This is Steve Shank with Fearless Radio and RBN, your only source for solutions to problems of troubled times. Do you realize that 3 years ago, the JMS Food Group warned people that there would come a time when if you didn't grow it yourself, or you already had it stored, you wouldn't dare eat it? Wait a minute. E. coli on our spinach and lettuce? That's our food you're talking about. You know where E. coli comes from? Feces, black water. In short, poop. We have to decide quickly to get all the food we're going to need. It's obvious that contamination can leave us hungry even before food shortages shut us down. For help ordering your food supply and protection from dishonest suppliers, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. On the phone, 800-409-5633.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. These materials document the global leaders, political and religious working behind the scenes, and their plans for us. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 1-888-211-1715. Again, 1-888-211-1715. In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. These materials document the global leaders, political and religious working behind the scenes, and their plans for us. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 1-888-211-1715. Again, 1-888-211-1715.
Shows on this show. All of this is planned. They want to reduce us to third world nation status so they can be merged. We can be merged into the Antichrist world government system. These stooges for Satan himself, who's in charge of these this world order, are worship the god of maximum profit. Okay, and they don't care about Americans. They don't care about anything but profit. go by right back to John now in Tennessee. And you're on with Lindsey Williams, John.
Thank you so much, Jack and Reverend. Like I was saying, my wife and I were thinking of moving back down to Florida, but in lieu of what you were saying, I think it may be safer to stay up here. At least up here we can at least hunt, fish, and plant food.
Very important, John. What do you think, Lindsey?
If companies such as, let me list them again now, right from the page of Wall Street Journal Wednesday of this past week, if Sears, AutoZone, Walmart, Home Depot, Best Buy are all going to be closing stores all over America, many stores, not all of them, but many stores, not going to be building new ones, if they're making preparation, John, why shouldn't you?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. That makes sense.
Yeah, very true, very true.
Well, I just
these
like
stores
I said,
know what they're doing.
All right, John.
Well, thank you, gentlemen. You have a great network. My wife found you guys surfing on the net, and her and I, being like-minded believers, we love your station. God bless you all.
Thank you so much, John. God bless you, too. Lindsey, we've got about a minute and a half left. You want to just take it and close it out here and tell us once again what we need to do right away?
Well, I would urge people, please dial this number, 800-321-2900. I hope you will allow me to have in your home 12 hours of DVD viewing. This is good quality, the new digital DVDs, and let me give you two of my books. But even, you know, I hope you'll get that, my offer. But if you won't, at least get the catalog that's free of charge. Call that number and ask them for their free catalog of everything that you could ever possibly want to prepare yourself in light of what might be taking place. At least you'd like to have it around. Of course, the first thing that every person needs to do is prepare spiritually. We are headed for some things. With the collapse of the subprime lending market this past week, it's very evident now that we are on the verge of something that even our federal government is going to have a very difficult time of happening. With what Iran is doing 3 days from now and no longer using the American dollar for the trade and sale of oil from their country, others are following suit. All of this is a part of, I think, the total windup. Now, keep in mind one thing. You still have time to do something about it. 1929 was the Great Depression. It was 1932 before there were soup lines on the street in New York. You had a grace period there of 3 years to 4 years. You are in the grace period right now. You still have a job. You can still go to the service station and buy gas. It is going to go to $6 and $7 a gallon, but it hasn't gone there yet. Now, you still have time to do something about it. You can. Jack, God bless you. It's a privilege to be on your show. Keep up your great work. You can't imagine how much we appreciate you.
Folks, listen to me now. Get those tapes. Please get those tapes because they have everything in it and 12 hours of more of what you need to know to prepare for the days ahead. God bless you, Brother Lindsey. God has used you in a great way and continues to use you. Lord bless you and your family and keep you safe, okay? God bless you. Okay, folks, that's it for today. Thank you for being with us on the Officer Jack McLamb program on the Great Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll be with you next week, God willing. Prepare now. God bless all of you. Have a great day. And don't forget, this old cop truly does love you, America. I truly do. Hey. Okay.